W52DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. Cleanup following the Ohio train derailment in East Palestine continues, along with growing concern today. Former President Trump visited the site.
Former President Trump getting a campaign-style welcome to East Palestine, Ohio, then blaming the Biden administration for not helping Ohio recover when it actually has, and then bringing some of his own aid.
We're bringing thousands of bottles of water, Trump water, actually, most of it.
The former president also criticizing President Biden for attending the NATO summit instead of coming to Ohio. Andy Field, ABC News.
ABC News has learned the former President Trump's daughter, Ivanka Trump, and her husband, Jared Kushner, have been subpoenaed by the special counsel investigating the January 6th attack and efforts by the former president and allies to overturn the election. Nearly 1,500 flights have been canceled today due to major storms hitting California, the Midwest, and New England. Los Angeles could see snow for the first time in years. This is ABC News. The Treasury Department announcing sanctions against six members of a Mexican drug ring.
It all comes back to what are known as precursor chemicals used in the production of fentanyl and methamphetamines. Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control says six people involved in the production of those chemicals now have their U.S. properties blocked, accusing them of using super labs to make pounds of drugs at a time, supplying top-level members of the Sinaloa cartel. Over 70,000 Americans died of overdoses involving opioids in 2020, mainly from fentanyl. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
In California, the Los Angeles District Attorney announced suspect Carlos Medina has been formally charged with one count of murder in the shooting death of Bishop David O'Connell. The motive is still unknown. A Los Angeles judge today sentenced the man convicted of gunning down rapper Nipsey Hussle to 60 years to life in prison. 33-year-old Eric Holder Jr. was convicted of first-degree murder. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. In Wisconsin's 8th Senate District, Republican Representative Dan Noedl moves forward to take on Democrat Jody Habish-Sinikin in the April 4th general election. Noedl defeating fellow state rep Janelle Branchen and Thiensville Village President Van Mobley last night with more than 50% of the vote in that three-way race. Republicans seeking to hold on to a supermajority in the state Senate, which give them power to remove impeached state officers. If Habish-Sinikin wins, she'll be the first Democrat to represent the 8th District in 30 years. The next round of wintry weather is here. Heavy snow falling in northern and central Wisconsin. Further south, the problem is sleet and freezing rain. Winds all over the state gusting 20 to 40 miles an hour at times. Travel will be dangerous for the rest of tonight and into tomorrow. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Get your Brewers sponsorships, hip!
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS AM 1100 and 97.3 FM is your home for Brewer baseball in Oshkosh and the surrounding area. Tie your business into one of the most popular sports franchises in the state. Become a sponsor of Brewer baseball. Call our sales office at 608-819-8255. That's 608-819-8255. Tell them you want to be on the team.
Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Mandela Barnes.
Yeah, the stories that I talked about, stories I share, my own personal experience was not much different from the experience from a lot of other people across the state. People generally want to be able to, you know, exist together in harmony.
Working hard every day to inform, enlighten, and bring our community together. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Push our button, and we might just push yours. Civic Media.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition, the day after the spring primary election in the great state of Wisconsin. Dom, how you doing, man?
I'm great, man. I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Happier happy hour.
Yeah, right. Janet Protasiewicz, the judge here in Wisconsin, the Democrat, now Democrat-endorsed judge, just whooping ass in here in the primary yesterday. And, of course, my Senate District 8, Jody, unopposed, but we found out who she's going to be facing. I'm looking forward, man. It's going to be a sprint to April, and everyone needs to be engaged, man. So I'm pretty pumped up right now.
As am I. I didn't think Janet Protasiewicz would run away and hide with it last night. She had more votes than both of the conservatives combined.
Well, that and combined with the turnout rate. And granted, you know, 21.6% sounds low, but that's actually an historic high for a spring primary here in the state of Wisconsin.
Record breaking.
I mean, literally. And so what does that mean? Engagement is up. And is it rightfully should be when we're, you know, surrounded by these mega insurrectionists and anti-abortion, these folks, and of course Dan Kelly, the conservative running for Wisconsin Supreme Court, he's fine with the way the maps are gerrymandered here in the state of Wisconsin. He wouldn't touch those. So these are major issues. And as a former independent until the righties got all wackadoodle, what I want is a level playing field, man. Fair maps. If you think you got better ideas and better candidates, we should be on a level playing field. But they don't. And so I'm looking forward to something, some lawsuit, somehow, some way, if Protasiewicz can pull it out and we can bring some, we might be able to have some actual fair representation here in the state of Wisconsin. It's a long, long time coming.
I'm kind of banking on it, Dom. And I hate to linger on the backyard Wisconsin politics, but politicking's about elections, right? And we're the only place in the nation that had an election yesterday.
Yeah.
So if you're listening from somewhere else, this is important stuff.
Come on, man. New York Times, Washington Post, The Hill. Everyone's writing this up because this is a big deal. And to reiterate, record turnout in the state of Wisconsin, that says a lot.
I hope it portends a glorious victory for our earlier guest, Janet Protasiewicz. And if you missed it, find the podcast at the civicmedia.us. Go to the show page. I know you'd be tempted to look under greatest radio show ever, but Trey's there at the Devil's Advocates. They haven't seen the wisdom to, you know, tagging us under both.
Greatest radio show ever, trademark. Also, Crudy, I got other news. Yes. We got to get to the national stuff.
We'll get there.
All right. You got something else you want to throw
out? I do.
All right, what do you got?
Well, you talked about the issues. The issues before the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Abortion, gerrymandering, yeah.
Those are the two big ones. In fact, they captured the headline. Our friend Jesse Apollyon over at the Cap Times. Abortion, redistricting loom large over Wisconsin Supreme Court race because effectively one candidate determines whether or not we're going to have a Board of Rights in the state of Wisconsin. We're currently under an 1849 law that effectively makes abortion all but illegal under any circumstance except the life of the mother. No exceptions for rape or incest. And being a little moderate here in the state of Wisconsin, according to Republicans, is throwing the women a bone of maybe allowing exceptions for rape or incest.
If you're lucky, and we get something else in return.
And of course,
and women, of course, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson tells you women, if you don't like it, you can leave. That's the Republican, that's the mega attitude towards your rights. How do you vote for that? Any woman?
Well, he also pointed out it's going to be a little messy, Dom.
Is that what it is? It's just a little messy? That's a nice way to put it.
The thing that has made the state of Wisconsin messy and so polarized is the gerrymandering.
The maps.
And this is not a recent advent. The Republicans got swept in 2010. The Tea Party taxed enough already. They astroturfed. They went all in on hating on Obamacare. I would still take note of the fact Obamacare is the law of the land to this day. Still provides health care for many of my friends.
Wait, they didn't repeal and replace it with something
better? No, never did.
Oh, never
did. Never got around to it.
I thought that was something that Trump was working on. Like, 2 weeks is coming out.
No, but it worked out well as a social wedge issue.
Of course it does.
Republicans win control here in the state of Wisconsin. All three houses. And they have the Supreme Court, which has rubber-stamped so much of the crap Scott Walker, the former governor here, would pass through. In many ways, so many of the lawsuits were, the actual pieces of legislation.
The laws themselves.
Would go in contrast to the existing, let's call it, Constitution. And yet the Supreme Court would find any partisan rationale to rubber stamp. It was as much as a 5-2 partisan advantage on that court. Now it comes down to perhaps one vote that swings the entire next 10 years in the state of Wisconsin. And I don't overhype that. It is literally the time frame of the maps we're currently under. Because the 10-year maps cast by Walker and Fitzgerald and the other Fitzgerald, his brother, you know, two Assembly Speaker Fitzgerald and Senate Majority Leader Fitzgerald and the Wanker, they were quite the Holy Trinity, those three. But the redistricting has been baked into the cake for another decade. The very same Wisconsin Supreme Court, where we're now contesting the balance, the soul, said you must take the old maps and make the least number of changes possible. And damn it, that's the law of the land. And Governor Tony Evers did just that. And Republicans put forth their maps. And the governor, as is his constitutional right, vetoed their maps. And they took it to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And the first time through, Hagedorn, the swing vote, the judicial independent, if you will, Dom, he upheld. And then it went to the U.S. Supreme Court, and effectively Hagedorn lost his spine, and he judicially overturned the veto of the governor and said, instead, we're back to using the worst-case scenario Republican maps.
The most gerrymandered, political gerrymandered maps in the history of the world is what we are living under right now in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, that's mathematically arguable, but they're pretty damn awful.
If you could point somewhere else any time in history that are worse than what we have, I'd love to see it.
We got some friends listening on WCPT, 820 AM in Illinois. A few conservatives down there might take issue to being on the wrong side of the gerrymander, but Let me read a little from our friend Jesse Apoyan. The stage is set for April's high-profile Wisconsin Supreme Court race, and voters can expect abortion to play a prominent role in the contest that will determine ideological control of the court. You noted, I started there with Janet Protasiewicz, our recent guest. Milwaukee County Court Judge Janet Protasiewicz, a liberal, and former state Supreme Court Justice by appointment only, Dan Kelly, let's not forget the Republican wanker, had Prosser retire so he could turn Kelly into an incumbent, and Kelly still got his ass handed to him by the largest Supreme Court losing margin in my memory, Dom. I'm not saying in my lifetime, but my memory, 163,000 on the downside. Oof. Every other race in Wisconsin goes 5 to 20, maybe 30,000 votes. Tony Evers won an 89,000 vote landslide in the midterms. And Dan Kelly already lost by 163,000 votes once.
Ooh, when you say it like that, it sounds really, really bad.
Well, I hate to call him former state Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly, a conservative, emerged from Tuesday's four-way primary. Protasiewicz led the way with about 46% of the vote. Kelly got 24%. I'd say not so shabby, but it's kind of shabby. Conservative Waukesha County Circuit Judge Jennifer Doro trailed Kelly by 2 points. That means she got 22. Everett Mitchell, a distant fourth. The April 4th general election could result in the state's high court flipping from a bat guano crazy conservative majority to a liberal majority that Crudy would prefer for the first time since 2008. And while that would open the doors to legal challenges on any number of decisions, from union rights, think Act 10, to redistricting, my preferred issue here in the state of Wisconsin, Dom, Wisconsin's 174-year-old abortion ban remains at the forefront of the campaign, much as it did in the November election. A challenge to the ban before a Dane County Circuit judge is expected to make its way to the state Supreme Court.
Oh, that's, it's already in process.
Oh, yeah. What, you don't think people are strategic, Tom? I know that you don't like to be strategic, but others.
I just don't like bad strategy, Crudy.
I'm not sure that there's going to be much oxygen in the room for anything beyond that, frankly. It just seems to be where the left has made its home in this race, as it did in the midterms, according to political science professor Ryan Owens. Now, Ryan Owens is a conservative and considered a run for what? Attorney General here in the state of Wisconsin, just so you know who Ryan is. Owens, an attorney who also teaches at UW Law School, ran for Attorney General, said he expects the candidates will each try to paint their opponent as too radical, much like the November gubernatorial and U.S. Senate elections.
Yeah, but here's the big deal. The RNC, they were paying conservative Dan Kelly. Right? Wisconsin GOP, they were paying. The dude was on the payroll, literally on the payroll. And if it's not bad enough, what was he on the payroll for? To help them figure out how to overturn the will of the people with election integrity, investigations and advice, whatever the case is. I didn't hear Dan Kelly, who came in second and now will challenge Protasiewicz in April for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I didn't hear him bitching about how this election went for him last time. What's changed?
You know, you fault the man for taking $120,000 and apparently recommending a criminal fraudulent scheme. Some would call it seditious conspiracy against the U.S. Constitution.
Some have been convicted of such, yes.
You would hold that against him, Dom, but since he lost the Supreme Court race by 163,000 votes, most in my memory, Dukhorovsky, hell, the man needed the money, Dom. He's doing it for the dues. Come back, more devils.
Shocking pay-to-play scheme.
I'd gladly pay you Tuesday.
Look through your children's eyes.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost.
So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on Oshkosh Air Support WISS and the talk of Green Bay WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates.
But do you think the Biden administration's calling up Laura Ingram and making the announcement to the world that we're invading Russia with amphibious troops? Come on, Trump. I mean, and I want to hear fine Trumpsters that want to defend that crap. You know, he's a little late for the early bird buffet. Maybe you people were just naive marks who believed he was a super genius.
Then I got some land I'd like to sell you outside of Fukushima.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast. A winter storm warning continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Cloudy tonight, with snow likely becoming mixed precipitation. Lows around 25. Northeast winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow, 26. 4 to 8 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow, with another inch Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 27.
It's 29 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Takes his time.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us in the frivolity at 844-967-2789.
What frivolity?
This frivolity.
Well, I am feeling pretty good. Janet Protasiewicz outperformed last night. Voters outperformed last night.
And that's what I'm all about, man. I mean, if Everett Mitchell would have come out and won with, you know, 46%, that'd be fine, too. I'm super, super stoked and proud of our fellow citizens here in the state of Wisconsin to show up like they did. Like they've never showed up before. That's awesome, man. That is so encouraging, and I just and the, of course, the flip side is 21.6% is pretty crappy, but it's the most we've ever had in this kind of election. So I'll take what I can get. I just hope it's a continual a trend of engagement here in the state of Wisconsin.
Dom, it absolutely will be. I mean, dude, if we've got a 35% increase over the record of 2020 when we cast our Supreme Court primary with a presidential primary, and we blew through that number by 35%, and Protasiewicz basically took her two opponents and beat them both combined, this was a great night for her campaign, for the state of Wisconsin, for the Democratic Party. And what this tells me, Tom, this will soon be a $60 million race. $60 million in the next 6 weeks. $10 million a week.
$60 million. Damn.
And they're all going to tell you, Protasiewicz sucks. No, Dan Kelly sucks. But here's what I would say. The electorate is not fooled. And if we had record voting by 35% in a spring primary, man, they are going to blow the doors off in the general election. Certainly the audience listening here on Civic Media to the Devil's Advocates radio show, I know that they're going to vote. I know that our audience votes, Tom. And I'm not trying to over-conflate here. You know, I realize this is a budding new radio civic media network. But I feel like an informed electorate, an activated and engaged electorate, certainly favors Team Blue in this case. Good luck with that.
No, in this case and over history, when we talked over the course of our show over the many years, we referenced former Republicans back in the day saying, hey, you know, we don't want people to vote. We as being the Republicans, are better off when people are not engaged, when people don't show up. It's better for the Republicans. When people show up, the more people that show up, well, it's worse for the Republicans. That's why Republicans engage in voter suppression activities. I mean, come on, of course, they're willing to sacrifice, martyr some of their own voters if they can sacrifice a couple others voting for the other person.
Yeah, but when the Democrats are so engaged, when they blow it out of the water, when they break the records by 35%, and I have every expectation they're going to do far better in a well-informed general election race coming up in just like six short weeks, Don.
Wow, man, it's crazy.
Because the money's pouring in. The money's every ad on the TV, sadly. You know, the good thing is football season's done. Got a little spring trade of baseball and like the Masters coming in April.
Come on, man. March Madness. What are you talking about? We're right around the corner, brother.
Oh, that's so sad. It's so sad that March Madness will be besmirched with Dan Kelly ads. And Janet Protasewicz ads. I prefer the latter candidate of the two. But it will be a far better informed electorate than it ever has been in a spring race prior.
Well, when you tell women of the state, number one, if you don't like it, you can leave, Senator Ron Johnson, and that you're second-class citizens, and you know you can maybe if you play ball with us, we'll allow you to have control over your own body, but only in the case of rape or incest. I mean, that's not a huge selling point, and it needs to be amplified over and over and over again. And oh yeah, by the way, we talk about Dan Kelly. Now, let's put this the other way. If Janet Protasewicz happened to be on the payroll of the DNC or the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, what do you think the Republicans would be screaming about right now? Oh, they'd be losing their frickin' mind. But it was Dan Kelly. And not only was he on the payroll, I got to reiterate, this guy was apparently involved in the false elector scheme and investigating election irregularities, whatever the hell that meant, above and beyond the other guy, Gableman, who we were also paying through Robin Voss in Wisconsin Assembly. I mean, this is what they are. This is what they do. So, I mean, number one, if it was the other way around, they would be freaking the F out. And number two, the subject matter of the advice was to overturn the will of the people in a democracy.
We strongly suspect by the actual actions of the fraudulent Trump electors, they carried through on the plan.
Yeah.
So we suspect the legal advice from Dan Kelly was not, no, don't do it. 844-967-2789. Do call the devil's advocates. Dick from Madison. Appreciate your patience, fella. How you doing?
Hey, Dick.
Real good. It was a great night last night, wouldn't you have to agree? To this Tucker Carlson thing with Kevin McCarthy dumping all this stuff, sadly...
Oh, the 40,000 hours of video surveillance, right, from the attack on the Capitol, yes.
Yeah, correct me where I'm wrong here. We're about a really good AV geek into turning in this into something that it really isn't, just like Bill Barr did with the Mueller report.
I mean, you know potentially, Dick, I mean, I don't know if there's going to be like a deep fake films or those kinds of things, and but I got to tell you, honestly, other than like providing, you know, the being able to discern safe houses and procedures in the Capitol, I think those kinds of things should be allowed to not be shown to the public. There's a reason for security for that. But above and beyond that, I'm down, man. Show it. Show it all. So what? We know what they did. Yeah. We know exactly what they did.
Except that they will skew it and turn it into something that it really wasn't.
As opposed to what, Dick? As opposed to their, you know, their nuance up to this point? That's exactly what they do.
Well, that's true. But, you know, the whole thing in general comes down to just this. If we're really a democracy, after all, if a president can break the law, are we really a democracy?
Well, yeah, if they break the law, they got to be held to account. Yes, we are, but you have to question certainly some of our pillars of democracy, Dick. But the only way that stands, the only way we remain, is to stay engaged and to fight for that democracy. We are the devil's advocate.
WAUK 5.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Cleanup following the Ohio train derailment in East Palestine continues, along with growing concern today. Former President Trump visited the site.
Former President Trump getting a campaign-style welcome to East Palestine, Ohio, then blaming the Biden administration for not helping Ohio recover when it actually has, and then bringing some of his own aid.
We're bringing thousands of bottles of water, Trump water, actually, most of it.
The former president also criticizing President Biden for attending the NATO summit instead of coming to Ohio. Andy Field, ABC News.
ABC News has learned the former President Trump's daughter, Ivanka Trump, and her husband, Jared Kushner, have been subpoenaed by the special counsel investigating the January 6th attack and efforts by the former president and allies to overturn the election. Nearly 1,500 flights have been canceled today due to major storms hitting California, the Midwest, and New England. Los Angeles could see snow for the first time in years. This is ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. Now that Dan Kelly is one step closer to getting back on the state Supreme Court, he's going to get a boost from a phony referendum that'll also be on the April ballot, thanks to legislative Republicans. Voters will be asked, should able-bodied, childless adults be required to look for work before getting any welfare benefits? But that's already in state law. They know that. But they also know the ballot question provides a convenient excuse for distractions, political ads, and angry radio hosts talking about welfare cheats. Because they'd rather not talk about how Kelly on the court would mean the 1849 abortion ban stays in place and political maps can stay rigged. If more voters knew about that, they'd be less likely to support Kelly. So, bring on the latest load of manufactured anger about an issue that isn't real. Catch Up North News Radio, weekday mornings, 6 to 8.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
It's scary. Maybe I'm coming a little bit more over the left, but...
Well, it's not left, it's good governance, Steve.
It's good to be exposed to different ideas, and I do appreciate that you do put that out there on the airways, because a lot of times where you just get a little soundbite of this or a little bit of that, and that's the end of it. You're to be commended for that.
Dave, I'm glad you finally come around to commending the greatest radio show ever, man.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A happier happy hour, the Hump Day Edition. Had a glorious primary in the state of Wisconsin yesterday. Janet Protasiewicz, she advanced. She crushed the second place finisher, Dan Kelly, who does get another crack at her in the general election. Just so you know history, Dan Kelly actually won a prior three-way primary, two liberal candidates, one conservative. Kelly passed through with over 50% and then got crushed in the general by Kurofsky. I like to bring that up. He's a soon-to-be two-time loser, Dom. I'm feeling ever more confident about the outcome of that race. And it's not, no offense to Protasiewicz, great job. She won big, you know. Kudos to her campaign so far. I really like the, don't know how to say her name ad, the Protasiewicz ad.
Yeah,
I mean, that was some clever stuff.
And it certainly helped me.
And the decision made by her campaign did not play coy. So many of these judicial candidates, they hide, you know, they don't want to get borked. So they don't tell us much or anything. You know, well, you know, that could come before the court, da, 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 da. Well, here's what Protasiewicz told the people of Wisconsin before the primary. The maps are rigged. She thinks Wisconsin women should have the right to abortion. And those are two very big issues. And Republicans, if you just look at the polling, they're very much on the wrong side of history on both of those issues. Not to mention Medicaid, legalized marijuana, a few others that don't affect this court race. But this court race could affect the makeup of the Wisconsin legislature. That's what we, I'll speak for myself, Dom. I hate to put words in your mouth again. I care a lot about recasting the maps in a fair fashion.
As do I. I mean, I'm just looking for a fair fight. Because you're right. The Republicans and the megas, they lose on these issues. They lose on abortion. They lose on all sorts of issues. But we don't get an opportunity to have that legislatively discussed or passed because of the rigged maps. And now we're molded into this for another 10 years. And if this were to stay the same, that would be 20 years. 20 years of underrepresentation. I mean, this is not a red state. At best, it's a purple state. And if we get fair maps, it'll probably be a blue state. That's why they did the maps the way they did.
Probably. With recast maps, there would still be a modest Republican legislative majority because of the way the state is effectively splitting into rural and urban. So, simply giving us fair maps does not mean that Democrats would automatically take over legislative majorities.
You still got to go earn it. You still got to go convince the voters.
And it would be tough, but in the wave elections, in the big victory blue elections when Barack Obama cruises, perhaps when Tammy Baldwin's on the ticket in 2024, when Joe Biden's racking up a big reelected victory.
If Joe stays in the race.
Well, that's a different story for a different
game. Well, it's kind of important. I mean, if Joe decides not to, then it opens up a whole other can of worms.
Well, Tammy Baldwin has been a singular candidate in the state of Wisconsin, and Tammy Baldwin will be back on the ballot in 2024. And Tammy Baldwin will effectively be the top of the ticket. No gubernatorial race. Lots of Republicans that would like to beat Tammy, they're not gonna. Tammy Baldwin beat a four-time elected Republican, very popular guy in Tommy Thompson. Beat him by 5. And that's a big margin in the state. And then in her reelective campaign, 2018, your girl, Leah Vukmer, a less popular candidate, got crushed double digits. Tammy beat her by 11.
Oof.
By over 100,000 votes.
And Dan Kelly, the conservative, lost by how many votes to Kurowski?
163,000. I know, we're talking about the enormity of Tammy Baldwin, this progressive lioness here in the great state of Wisconsin. Every indication is, A, she's got a war chest. She's geared up for a reelective campaign. B, she will be targeted, and I don't think it will be with any sort of success. I mean, if Ron Johnson, if the power of incumbency is so strong that Ron Johnson won re-election, I mean, I know the racist ads against Mandela, all that crap, but it's still Ron Johnson on the other side of the ticket, Tom. If that guy wins re-election, Tammy's going to win by 200,000 votes. At least I say. 844-967-2789. We got some national headlines, but right now we got your calls. Starting with Stephen from Green Bay. How you doing, Stephen? Thanks for your patience.
Hey, Mike and Tom. I'm about to bury Dan Kelly live on the Devil's Advocate Radio.
Do it.
And I'm going to do it very cleverly. I've been thinking about.
Oh no. Steven, wait, Steven, hold on. Try again. Go full steam into it because we dropped you there for a second, but now I think we got you.
Oh, okay. So what I'm going to say is that Dan Kelly is all about telling women that they have no choice over their own bodies. But what happens when said woman has the baby that Dan Kelly said that she had to have against her will? They're not for welfare programs to help the mother take care of the kid. They're not interested in, say, the women needs housing, putting funding into that. So the pro-life movement that Dan Kelly stands for pretty much reduces to, I'm a white man, and I think that because I'm a white man, I should have 100% power over you as the lesser woman. And, but by the way, after you have the kid, I'm not helping you take care of the said kid that I force you to have. That is the reality of Dan Kelly and the conservative movement and the pro-life movement. It's a bunch of malarkey, and it's really white men who want to control women, and it's disgusting, and I think I just smashed it.
I agree, and I would add this caveat, Stephen, to your very great point. It's not just white men thinking that or doing that in their own, you know, in their own circles, in their own environments. It's those white mega conservative men using the force of government, to mandate that women produce the babies, to mandate forced government birthing. It's one thing to have the opinion. It's another thing to use the deep state, let's call it, Stephen. You know, the Republicans care very much about this kind of stuff, right? To use the force of law to mandate that women carry babies to term and then not give a damn about it. It's one thing to have a personal philosophy. It's entirely another to utilize the powers of the government to make that so, Stephen. And that's what they're doing. And it gets against every ideology they ever claim to hold.
Dan Kelly, and I found this article, Dom, because I was actually looking up, is Dan Kelly married? And he is. He has a wife, I believe, Elise. This article was published back February 13, 2023. And a question was asked of Dan Kelly, how would you approach abortion rights if the case comes before the court? Kelly, the key to this methodology is it is applicable to every case. So, my approach on that question will be the exact same approach that I've applied to every other question that comes before the court. And I would decide what's in the best interest of the Republican Party.
That's the methodology.
And rich white men like me. That's the methodology, Dom. He has a track record, for Christ's sake. We know what Dan Kelly stands for. Everything the Republican Party stands for, Dan says, put me down for two. A little bit more. His theory, his methodology, Dom, is to apply the law as it's written. So he's all down for the 1849 law. Not as we wish it to be, but as it's actually written. And then come to the conclusion that the law commands, and this is critically important, this has to do with the faithlessness to the Constitution and ultimately faithlessness to the people of Wisconsin. If there's a new law that we need, we'll ask our legislators to adopt the new law. No, you won't. You're just fine with the 1849 law, but I read on. And so Wisconsinites say just that one thing, to decide our cases according to the law and do that in every single case that comes before the court. Do you believe him, Dom?
I believe that he would
say that
he would twist anything you can do to come up with it. You have the decision and you work backwards from there and try to find whatever justification that you want. I mean, that's what I believe. I don't think for a moment that an 1849 law should stand right now. I mean, this law was passed before women even had the right to vote. You know what I'm saying? I mean, how is that even possible? I mean, maybe if you know, it had women's input on the laws that specifically and only impact women, that they might come to a different conclusion. But no, I mean, this is what it is. This is the megas. These are Dan Kelly and the Republicans forced government birthing. And then good luck to you afterwards. Too bad, so sad. You know, I mean, hell, Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin, had put into his budget paid leave. You think the Republicans are going to go for that?
Well, hell to the no.
Hell to the no, man. No, they're not. So they don't want to support, as Stephen, our caller from Green Bay, and thank you for your input, they don't want to support the welfare, quote-unquote, programs for those that need it. They don't want to support paid leave. Hell, they don't want to raise the minimum wage. I mean, what exactly, what makes MAGA and Republicans pro-life? other than forcing by threat of prosecution from the state and imprisonment, forcing you to give birth. I mean, what kind of twisted crap is this? 844-967-2789. Jack from the Mac, you're up. Welcome, Jack. What do you got for us?
Well, for one thing, I like the ad that you have that got Maggie Dawn on it that basically says you can you can't force what is it, a Colorado bakery to bake a gay wedding cake, but you can force a woman to have a baby, and that makes
right.
no sense at all.
Right.
I agree 100% with that. I mean, that's just, there's something that's crazy about that. As far as Kelly being a constitutional conservative, give me a break. For one thing, he clearly would overturn the 2020 election if he'd had the ability to do so.
Well, they had a plan. They just didn't execute it properly, Jack. They had a coup plan.
Well, yeah, and apparently he advised on that plan, Jack. So we must surmise, yeah, and exactly. We haven't asked him, and I look forward to his explanation as to how he earned the $120,000 the RNC and the Wisconsin GOP paid him and what advice he gave. That'd be nice. But, of course, he would turn that over in a heartbeat. That's what, you know, when you got to project it like that much, Jack, you know, when you got to say you're a genius, you're not a genius. You got to say you're a patriot, you're not a patriot. You know, when you overcompensate for the obvious lack of the thing you're overcompensating for, it kind of gives away the game. You know what I mean?
Pretty much. The other thing about the constitutionality, the Wisconsin Supreme Court, I think, acted unconstitutionally when they overturned the governor's veto of the Republican-drawn gerrymandered maps. I mean, clearly, Evers had the constitutional legal power not to accept those maps, and the Supreme Court essentially said, no, we won't let you do that. We'll just give the Republicans what they want.
You know, I got to blame the U.S. Supreme Court, because Hagedorn was on the right side of history before the U.S. Supreme Court said find another ruling, and then he came down on the wrong side of history, and they effectively overturned the legislative veto of Governor Tony Evers. The newest Janet Protasiewicz ad, here's what it will say. Extremist Dan Kelly wants abortion banned, even in cases of rape, incest, and the health of the mother. For years, Kelly was on the payroll of a radical anti-abortion group working to take away women's rights. On the court, Kelly will uphold Wisconsin's 1849 criminal abortion ban that strips women of their freedom to make personal decisions on abortion. Dan Kelly, an extremist who doesn't care about us. That's the newest from Team Judge Janet Protasiewicz. Just got the latest from their campaign. There's actually two they're dropping. That's the one I like best. Come back with us. Which devil do you like best? I know it's Crudy.
I doubt it. Has the whole world gone crazy? Am I the only one around here who gives a about the rules?
What is dedication?
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A winter storm warning continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Overcast tonight, with snow likely becoming mixed precipitation. Lows level off around 25. Northeast winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. 26 tomorrow, mixed precipitation likely. 2 above tomorrow night, chance for snow showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 27. Please.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789.
E-Bone, you still lightly screening the calls back there? Keep at it, fella.
In between Megadeth, yeah, he'll find some time.
You know, I was wondering aloud in my own head, I guess that's quietly to myself, but I'll say it aloud for you in the audience. I'm like, what is this music?
Yeah, man. That's from we were in college. That's some old Megadeth, man.
How did I not recognize it in the first three bars? I can name that Megadeth tune in three notes. Dominic, I want to read this headline in a little of this article, the raw story version, the abbreviated.
All right.
Going for the jugular.
Oh, finally, we get to the national. This is what I'm talking about, baby.
Experts react as Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump, Javanka they used to call him, right, Dom? They get hit with special counsel subpoenas.
Jack Smith, baby.
Going after Trump's favorite daughter. The Justice Department special counsel investigating Donald Trump's role in the attempts to overturn the 2020 presidential election and the ex-president's unlawful retention and refusal to return hundreds of classified and top-secret documents, Crudy calls those the paperwork crimes, has issued subpoenas to Ivanka and Jared. That's going to sting. The New York Times reports this thus, Dom. The decision by the special counsel, Jack Smith, to subpoena Ms. Trump and Mr. Kushner. I always like how the New York Times, it's always Ms. and Mr. So
proper.
Underscores how deeply into Mr. Trump's inner circle Mr. Smith is reaching and is the latest sign that no potential high-level witness is off limits. If they're going after a Ivanka, Dom, it could be Fredo next.
Listen, I applaud this move. I think as a prosecutor, you need to know the full scope of the story. You know what I'm saying? And if they have something that would exonerate Trump or something in that regard, then they should also provide that. A little bit from the actual reporting, Crudy, at the New York Times. Apparently, Ms. Trump was in the Oval Office on January 6th when her father placed a late-morning call to Mr. Pence to pressure him to block or delay congressional certification of the Electoral College results documenting Biden's victory. As president of the Senate, Pence, who rejected Trump's demands, was to serve a ceremonial role. Ms. Trump was also accompanied her father to the rally of his supporters at the Ellipse near the White House. Hundreds of his supporters moved to the Capitol where they shouted, "Hang Mike Pence," for his refusal to do what Trump wished. She's a fact witness, man. If she's got something to say, one way or the other, they got to get, you know, the prosecutor Smith has to get the full story for and against in order to make a proper decision. So, yeah. And I also got to think on top of that, to finally get to Ivanka and Jared, I mean, there's very few people left in the inner circle once those two are tapped.
Dominic, a little bit more from the Roar story. Former U.S. Attorney and former Deputy Assistant Attorney General Harry Littman, who was already on MSNBC making an appearance as the news broke, observed Jack Smith was going for the jugular. MSNBC's legal panel analyst Lisa Rubin, responding to the news, observed, "Pence, Meadows, Jared, Ivanka, one of these people has an interesting constitutional defense. The others will likely find themselves in the grand jury at least once, and maybe, depending on the scope of their invocations of executive privilege, twice. Former top DOJ official Andrew Weissman, also an MSNBC legal analyst and on air at the time, called special counsel Jack Smith tenacious for subpoenaing Mr. and Mrs. Kushner, noting they were not being asked to appear for an interview, but for sworn grand jury testimony. That's kind of like under oath, Dom.
Yeah, a little different than an interview.
Here's what Weissman told MSNBC's Nicole Wallace. There's a wealth of information they could have about the fake elector scheme, Dom. When's Dan Kelly going to get a subpoena from Jack Smith? About putting pressure on the GOJ. Obviously, the pressure on Mike Pence. Indeed, it could even go into Mar-a-Lago because he couldn't deal with I'm sorry, this is not grammatical. They were told about how to retain or not retain documents. This isn't just about asking for them to come in for an interview. This is about asking them to come in and be in the grand jury. It shows that Jack Smith is really being tenacious. Usually, there are all sorts of accommodations that are made for people like this to be interviewed, to have their counsel present. But this is saying, no, like everyone in America, I'm entitled to everyone's testimony in the grand jury, and they're being treated just like everybody else.
Good. Good. They're being treated like you and I would be treated, Curdy, and that's exactly what we need.
Well, we'd already be in jail.
Oh,
in my case, again.
You got to catch me first, baby.
844-967-2789. If you see a sky blue Cadillac convertible heading south, I'll just wait till you run out of gas. They'll catch you. Pizza Box Mike, you never run out of gas, fella. How you doing, man?
Hey, Mike.
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, why does Wisconsin suck? I mean, last week we confirmed again that we're the drunkest state. And then this week we confirmed that we're the most racist state. And all we got to do is just all white.
How so? Tell us why we're so racist, Michael.
Hey, we know we're drunk, but why are we racist?
Well, I mean, look at our courts. And look at the people that were saying Everett Mitchell should get out of the race. You know, yeah, we should all bow down to the big money person. I'm upset about it because it was about the money, and it is about the fact that people in this state were worried about voting for Everett because they're afraid that we'll lose. You know, and every time that you're afraid that you lose, you vote for the wrong person. You know, why didn't Hillary get out when Bernie was kicking ass? Huh? Why does the big money have to dictate it to us? Why do the high-ass Democrats think they know more than the rest of us?
Pizza Box, if that is true, then explain the rationale of why all the rich-ass Democrats, including Alex Lazary, bailed out during the senatorial primary and allowed the black candidate to pass through in Mandela Barnes.
And that was wrong, too. I mean, you know how upset I was about that.
But it cannot
be jumping out.
It can't be both.
It can't be both, Mike.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If Wisconsin is racist and that's why Everett Mitchell lost, then how do you also explain the fact that Mandela Barnes won the primary and how they cleared the decks for the guy?
Yes, they lost the primary. Everybody got out of the primary and went to Mandela. And you know what? I knew he was going to lose. Because Wisconsin's the racist state in the country.
Well, Michael, you know I love you, man, but I'm not sure if you made your case. Not today. Try again tomorrow. We'll do it again right here on the radio. We'll do a town hall style. We'll take all callers. My understanding is Janet Protasiewicz taking all callers, sort of town hall style. Right now, 6 o'clock. You probably got to be a big Democratic Party donor, or at least a little Democratic Party donor. You know, throw a few bucks. We encourage you to keep it locked right here.
Oh, hell, you just listen to the Devil's Advocates. Go check out the podcast. You can hear what Janet had to say on our interview from today. It's really easy. It doesn't cost you nothing.
We've got fine programming going on this evening. The Empowered Caregivers right here in Madison, WMDX. And don't forget, Native Roots Radio. Keep it locked. Civic Media. Janet Protasiewicz on the podcast. She was quite fine.
Here you may be.
Mercy Family Practice in De Pere salutes emergency first responders, law enforcement, firefighters, and paramedics for their professionalism, commitment, and bravery. Let's aid our heroes by having home evacuation plans and learning CPR. Our first responders are the backbone of our country. selfless heroes who deserve our admiration. This message is from Mercy Family Practice in De Pere, always caring for our families. Call 920-374-1990, a shining example of why our community is strong.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250